Welcome to another episode of In Focus. My name is Candace Fitch, Portfolio Manager at Tricert Investment Counsel, and today I'm joined by fellow Portfolio Manager Patrick Tryon. Welcome, Pat.
Hi, Candace. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good, thanks.
Today we're here to chat about the consumer sector, which is comprised of healthcare, consumer discretionary, and consumer staples subsectors. One big thing that's been in the news is weight loss drugs, which obviously impacts, you know, the companies who have created them. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on in the news?
Sure. These weight loss drugs, or the related diabetes as well, have taken the pharmaceutical world by storm. Just to give you an example, the two main companies involved in this right now are Novo Nordisk. You're probably familiar with their drug, which is Ozempic. Another one is Eli Lilly's Mounjaro, which is actually even larger in terms of sales. Just to give you an idea of how much these things are on fire. A year ago this time, the quarterly sales for Mounjaro were about $16 million. For the most recent quarter, for the quarter, it was nearly $1 billion, just shy of $1 billion. So obviously a lot of interest, and we'll see where it takes us.
Absolutely. You mentioned two names there that have some of the popular drugs on the market. Do we have any of our holdings that are either in the game or trying to get there?
Yes. Amgen, world's largest biopharmaceutical company, is one of our names. They are working on a drug. They are currently in phase two testing. You could probably expect, this is a guess on my part, but based on what researchers are saying, that by the time they get approved through it, it might be the end of next year that Amgen will have a drug for the market.
Right. Because it takes so long to get through those different phases.
It takes a long time and it's extremely expensive. Any phase three can run anywhere from $500 million to $1 billion to run through at that testing period. That gives you an idea of how expensive these things are.
Right. While we're on the topic of expensive, Pat, with rising interest rates, cost of living going up, all of those fun things people are seeing at, grocery stores. Can you tell us a little bit about how consumer sentiment has been with prices being so high?
I think the best way to describe it is to refer to Walmart's most recent report. Walmart, as you know, is basically a discount operator. They're known for their cheap prices. About 60% of the revenues are food. But their comment about in their earnings report most recently was they noticed how consumers are becoming much more selective and frugal in terms of what they buy. They're obviously feeling the pressure of increased prices across the board, and they're being more selective. So this, of course, in turn, is putting pressure on companies' corporate margins. If we look at other companies out there, kind of an interesting mix. Unilever and Diageo's, which are two of our big consumer staple plays, have seen significant or meaningful pressure on their margins. Their earnings forecasts have been very conservative. They're pulling them in that regard. Procter & Gamble, on the other end of the spectrum, has decided they are not going to give up on their margins. They're willing to give up volume in an effort to keep their earnings growing at a steady, the constant currency rate is what they're aiming for, is around 6% per annum. And for the last 24 months, they've raised prices over 50%, yet they've managed to hold their margins where they want them to be, and keeping earnings where they are. So that's one company that's playing off the quality of their brand versus others who maybe the brand isn't as strong, I guess, where they feel the pressure where they need to pull their pricing in. Pressure on food prices continues to be meaningful. Saw a stat recently where food inflation for the coming year is somewhere around 4 to 5% in Canada. So we're not going to get a lot of relief there anytime soon.
Sure. And that's When we think about consumer stocks, especially margins are an important metric. Is that just going to lead to more continued pressure on margins then for these companies?
Yeah, the pressure is probably going to be there for at least the next quarter or two. If we could get a perhaps a fall in interest rates, that would help. Certainly in Canada, more in Canada than the US, but something like 60% of the mortgages in Canada come due in the next 2 years, and people renewing from 2% rates or 3% rates to 5, 6, and higher rates. That's going to be meaningful impact on the individual or the consumer's bottom line. So if we get some relief there, that might free up a little bit more income and make the consumer a little bit more aggressive.
Fair enough. Well, we'll have to chat with Nick about the interest rates and where he thinks those are going in a future sector podcast. If anybody has any questions about what we chatted about today, please feel free to reach out to your accountant, your financial advisor, or your portfolio manager. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Candice. See you around.